You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 9th, 2022, and of course the ripple effects, the tsunami spreading after the FBI raided Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. 30 plus agents like they were going in after a terrorist carrying automatic weapons, going into the house, breaking into the safe, and let me report again to you, I can clearly and emphatically state they did not find Jimmy Hoffa, and they didn't find anything. The safe was empty. Why were they doing this? Well, the National Archives and Records Association Administration said under the Presidential Records Act of 1978, all the pertinent material should have been left at the White House. And that Trump might have 15 boxes of some that are classified. First of all, Trump has the authority as a president to declassify anything. If you're thinking he did to just cover his butt, so be it. But they were also working, his attorneys were working with the National Archives to sort through some of these boxes and records. That wasn't enough because somebody decided, let's make a show of this one. Send the FBI in, which they did. And George Washington University Law School professor, constitutional scholar Jonathan Turley, who does appear on Fox News as a contributor, said, my first reaction beyond shock is it's baffling. If Merrick Garland really believed the raid would be justified, he should have appointed a special counsel. So it would not appear, looking at this, that politics is being played using our FBI. It does appear that way, most clearly. Nancy Pelosi reacting, she said, I don't have any insider information, but they must have had justification. We have justification to ask you a lot of questions, Nancy. You want to sit down and go through that with us? She said, all I know about is what is in the public domain. I know nothing. She said, I was surprised that it flashed on my phone last evening. But it does say that no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States. That's what she said. And I would add, nor a House Speaker, nor her husband. We'll get into more of this in the next hour. In fact, I've got a guest coming up also. Joy Pullman, writing for The Federalist, says, this shows you that the security state may well be dictating who you are allowed to vote for in the future for president if they can take down a candidate before the election is ever held. Then it's over. Don't let it happen. We'll get to that later. The leader of Hezbollah in Lebanon issuing a warning to Israel about any attempts to tap offshore gas reserves in some disputed waters between the two countries, saying the hand that reaches for any of this wealth will be severed. A warning to Israel. Israel doesn't take to warnings. In the meantime, Taiwan's foreign minister warning that China is using aggressive military drills around his island as part of a broader plan for what he fears will be an impending invasion. The Pentagon, I should point out, does not agree with this assessment. Of course, the Pentagon is also telling us, oh, no, Russia is just gathering around Ukraine to practice military maneuvers. Don't worry. Everything will be just fine. Police in New Mexico stepping up security at Albuquerque area mosque. The Muslim communities, this is after the most recent murder of a Muslim man. That makes four within a matter of months. They don't know if it's all a hate crime or just against Muslims. They're just not sure at this point. But it sparked a lot of fear and additional security. And I have some good news for you. In Utah, a construction worker at a site was completely buried on a site. He was covered up. Together, the construction crew and first responders finally were able to dig the man out. He was fully buried, but they got him out. He's going to be okay. Now, coming up the next hour, more on the Donald Trump raid and Hillary Clinton. Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely, you know, no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. You know, they broke into a safe. He didn't even have anything in the safe. I mean, give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives? Yet, you know, Hunter Biden, he's a firearms crimes, prostitution, illegal drugs, you know, shady deals with everybody around the world. And by the way, it's all on his laptop for the whole world to see. In his own writing, in his own words, corroborated by everybody. Where are these FBI agents? Where is everybody? Why is it that the arrows only fire at Donald Trump and his family? Why is it that the political persecution only goes one way in this country?
Because they hate Donald Trump and everyone associated with him. Those are the words of Eric Trump, Trump's oldest son, and pointing out the obvious. And again, I will remind you, I don't really care if your political stripe is Democrat, Independent, or Republican. What happened yesterday, last night, should shock you. Should frighten you. If they can do this based upon the flimsy little excuse that they are giving, and we've yet to see the official documentation, AG Merrick Garland has not come out and explained why. The FBI Director Christopher Wray, who sat in front of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee the other day and heard that, yes, whistleblowers have been reporting how bad things are and that it's all politicized, he said, yeah, well, we need to do something about that, and we need to handle it better. And at the time, he had to know this was in plotting, that was in planning. They were going in with armed FBI agents while Trump is out of town, into his home, and they are looking apparently for just presidential records, that he might have taken with him that may or may not have been classified originally, but Trump has the authority, as every president does, to declassify anything at any time if they choose to do so. You can claim and believe that, well, he did declassify everything because there's stuff in there that might be damning to him. And some are saying, is all this tied to something they're looking for that might show, quote, evidence to the January 6th committee, which is dragging on like a 25 sequel to a movie that was good the first, second, maybe the third, and by God, by the time you get into the teens, just skip it. Fast forward. Get to the conclusion, which will be, yep, it won't be a happy ending. You won't get any satisfaction. It'll just be bluster and noise. No proof. If they had had the proof on Trump being directly involved in what took place on January 6th, it was bad. It's unpatriotic. Those fighting police on that front line, every one of them should be charged, just as every member of Black Lives Matter and Antifa should be charged for all the riots and attacks on police and federal buildings and institutions and businesses and citizens for that two summers. And some of those still continue. This is all simply trying to destroy Trump before the election, just in case he decides to run, or anyone like him. You know, when Trump got elected, he basically said, I'm in this office because you guys created me. And he's right. The mainstream media, as it were then, and the leftists kept pushing and pushing and pushing until Americans said, enough! And out of the 17 Republican candidates, he was not my first, second, or third choice. But when it came between him and Hillary Clinton, he definitely was, mainly because of Supreme Court nominees and appointments, which he got three of them, and business sense on how to run the country and get us on track. And we were doing great. So great, all that Joe Biden had to do was come into office and simply become a caretaker. But no, because the National Archives and Records Administration has decided Trump took 15 boxes of presidential records, even though his attorney is working with us and we're sorting through it. It's not moving fast enough, so let's send in the FBI. Former Attorney General, Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, who was under Trump, says this was grandstanding.
It's a dramatic escalation for something that really could have been handled much differently. You know, they could have sent a subpoena for these documents that they believe exist at Mar-a-Lago. I just think that sending 30 FBI agents seems to be a misallocation of resources when you have, our nation's cities experiencing violent crime, and when you have, a crunch just generally across federal law enforcement to try to handle all of the issues that we have. But, you know, I think the other thing that a lot of people are concerned about, including myself, is the continued two-tiered system of justice where people like Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, and others, get away, it appears, with nothing for consequences for their activities. But Donald Trump seems to be continually investigated.
Yeah, and that's right back to the point that Eric Trump was making earlier as he appeared last night on Sean Hannity. He said, why are all the arrows aimed at us again, Eric Trump?
The Washington Post, the day he won, 2016, the day he won, November 8th, that night they wrote an article. This is when impeachment begins. He wasn't president. He hadn't been elected for less, for 5 minutes at that point. And they start, this is when impeachment begins. And then he's impeached the first time. And then he was impeached a second time. And they slandered him. They belittled him. You know, they went after him. They went after all of us. There's no family in American history that has taken more arrows in the back than the Trump family.
He's right about that. And again, put your politics aside. Just look at the facts. Can you do that? Can you do that if you're so anti-Trump? Can you look at the facts Well, Larry, you're ignoring the facts that he's guilty. Guilty of what? Guilty of what? The January 6th committee continues to drag on and on and on. If they had any firm, concrete evidence, they would have put it in your face from day one. It would be bannered everywhere. It would be scrolling across Times Square, big board every day. They have nothing, but they're dragging it out. Fine. That and then passing bills which are going to cost you even more and more money, including approving 86,000 more IRS agents who will primarily be going after the lower and middle income Americans. Even though Senator Blumenthal said yesterday, oh, they'll go after the rich, that's where the money is. Well, he wouldn't know where the money is. He's worth $80 million. So again, back to Eric Trump in this interview with Sean Hannity last night. What is the purpose of the raid?
Why is it that the arrows only fly at Donald Trump and his family? Why is it that the political persecution only goes one way in this country?
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you were being told. What was the purpose for this raid?
Sean, the purpose for the raid, from what they said, was because the National Archives wanted to, you know, corroborate whether or not Donald Trump had any documents in his possession. And my father has worked so collaboratively with them for months. In fact, the lawyer that's been working on this was totally shocked. He goes, I had such an amazing relationship with these people. And all of a sudden, on no notice, they sent, you know, 20 cars and 30 agents. Sean, I mean, this is just more political persecution of Donald J. Trump.
And if you're happy with it, if you're one of those, say, hey, great, and we'll talk about that before we wrap up this hour. What if it were turned against you? Would you be all that excited? Did you think it's fair to take our major federal Justice Department and turn it against you because your political views don't align with the guy who's in office? Once again, to Eric Trump on how all of this started.
This came from one place and one building, and that is the White House in Washington, D.C. They want to attack a guy who they view is his greatest threat, is Biden's greatest threat. And that's exactly what Donald J. Trump is, because you know what? He had an incredibly strong country. People realize he was an effective president. And you see Biden right now. I mean, Taiwan is getting circled by military planes literally as we sit here and speak right now. You've got, you know, Russia, Ukraine, which is a total disaster. You've got everything that's happening in Iran, which is a disaster. You've got inflation. You've got gas prices. All the things you talk about all night. We're not respected by anybody around the world. Our economy is garbage. You know, and they worry that Donald Trump will come back in and win this very easily. They also worry about the 2022 midterms, which is the only reason they're doing the sham January 6th panel that does not have a single Republican on it. I mean, other than Liz Cheney, who's about to lose her race by 25 points, right? It's more political persecution of Donald J. Trump.
That's what it is. So if the National Archives Association felt that things weren't being delivered to them fast enough, and they should have been, and by their ruling, or just their desire. But according, and again, I'm not vouching for Eric Trump on what he said. I don't know. Neither do you, so you can't either. But if they were classified, they were to be left at the White House, turned over to the National Archives Society. But Trump or any president has a right to declassify anything they want. If they're looking for something that might deal with January 6th and show here's proof that he sent a message to the Proud Boys or some group like that, hey, while I'm doing the speech down the street, go ahead and start attacking the Capitol. If that surfaces and it exists, fine. I have no problem with that. There is no sacred cow. Everybody does stand and has to face the music. As Nancy Pelosi said, no one is above the law. Oh, it's great to hear Nancy say that, isn't it? What about your husband and his business dealings and the pillow talk where you guys are exchanging information about, hey, we're going to put out $50 billion to the chip industry to help it. You might want to buy some more Intel or something. Now, I didn't say that happened. I'm just reasoning, having a little fun. You can get uptight over it or not. I don't care. But again, the National Archives Association, by the Presidential Records Act of 1978, requires that certain documents be protected. And if not, there could be charges, maybe misdemeanor, maybe felony. Which brings us to, you're also not supposed to be using a personal computer for government business if you are a member, especially a high-ranking member, as Hillary Clinton was. Do you remember that? Let's go back to that time with then FBI Director James Comey on the so-called Hillary investigation.
With respect to the thousands of emails we found that were not among those produced to the State Department, agencies have concluded that three of those were classified at the time they were sent or received, one at the secret level and two at the confidential level. There were no additional top secret emails found. And finally, none of those we found have since been upclassified. I should add here that we found no evidence that any of the additional work-related emails were intentionally deleted in an effort to conceal them in some way.
Intentionally deleted. Well, we got more on this one coming up. More from James Comey. Intentionally deleted.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It could also be that some of the additional work-related emails that we've recovered were among those deleted as personal by her lawyers when they reviewed and sorted her emails for production in late 2014. The lawyers doing the sorting for Secretary Clinton in 2014 did not individually read the content of all of her emails as we did for those available to us. Instead, they relied on header information, and they used search terms to try to find all work-related emails among the reportedly more than 60,000 that were remaining on her system at the end of 2014. It's also likely that there are other work-related emails that they did not produce to state and that we did not find elsewhere and that are now gone because they deleted all emails they did not produce to state, and the lawyers then cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom. More explosions, please. That's James Comey again, at the time the FBI director, July 5, 2016. Now, that's an edited version of a 20-minute presentation he made on the FBI inquiry and investigation into Hillary Clinton's secret or private email server, which she was not supposed to have anyway, in her house, and information being transmitted on it. And it turned out it wasn't just that server. She had other servers as well. And then 60,000 emails, and they only got 30,000 from Hillary. Because she made the determination, along with her lawyers, these are personal. They're talking about a wedding dress I'm planning or, curtains for the room or something of that nature. She and her attorneys made the determination and wiped out 30,000 emails. Wiped them out. Did not turn them over to the state. And you just heard the FBI director at that time, Comey, say it's unlikely, it's also likely that there are other work-related emails that they did not produce and we could not find anywhere else and are now gone because they, the Clinton lawyers, deleted all emails they did not give to state and cleaned their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery. And they know how to do that. You simply remove it, and you're never going to be able to recover it. And then that day, James Comey said, here is our final conclusion.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
I'm just letting that sink in for you. He said, we did not find clear evidence that Hillary and colleagues intended to violate the laws, but they were extremely careless. Could the same thing be said about Donald Trump and these boxes that the FBI took out of his home and a raid on his home last night? Oh, I got careless. Yeah, that should not have been taken out. I didn't personally pack the boxes. I doubt he packed anything. Now, did he direct somebody to pack some certain boxes? I don't know, and you don't either. And then you heard Comey go on again, and we're talking about the Clinton inquiry at that time. There's no evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information. We do know she was guilty of having a server when she knew as a Secretary of State, when she became a Secretary of State, you had to sign a document that you will not do something like that because they don't want information falling into the wrong hands. But again, our judgment is no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. Do you think Donald Trump got the allowance before that FBI raid last night that no reasonable prosecutor is going to take this flimsy thing you've got about him taking classified materials out? First of all, he had the right to declassify them. Secondly, it may have been a mistake. And bottom line is, compare it to Hillary Clinton. There's your answer. There's your answer, and leads me to my next guest, Joy Pullman with The Federalist. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Reminding you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors USA. It'll take you to our page. You find the live button, push it, you join us in studio. Yes, we used to be on YouTube channel. They didn't like what I had to say. They kicked us off. Fine. So those of you still subscribing to YouTube, you need to switch your subscription to Rumble. My guest is the executive editor of The Federalist, Joy Pullman. Had her on numerous times before. Always a joy. Joy, welcome aboard again.
Hi there. Thank you.
I'm looking at the piece you wrote today, reference the FBI raid on Trump, and you say it confirms the security state picks who Americans are allowed to vote for. I'll let you start the explanation.
Well, I think we saw that really come out into the open with the perpetration of the Spygate or the Russia hoax that, you know, happened 2015, 2016, and then basically rolled, you know, from one hoax into another after that through the impeachment, through the January 6th commission. You know, what we've seen this entire time is America's intelligence and other deep state agencies selectively releasing, you know, material that, as well as forging material, altering documents, and so on and so forth, in order not only to frame Trump, but also, you know, to enact perjury traps against people such as Michael Flynn, as well as Representative Jeff Fortenberry. You know, so we've been watching over and over these rogue agencies lie to the American people and frame, you know, their opposition party. And that has, of course, culminated, and I don't think it's about to end, in this FBI raid on a former president's home. And, you know, I just think basically, you know, Americans should not expect anything out of a corrupt agency other than being continuing to use their power, complete abuse of power, to prosecute Democrats' opponents unless and until they are stopped.
Full stop on that one point. Democrat opponents, because that is where we're seeing it, isn't it? If the situation were turned upon the Democrats, I'm sure we would hear more from now the state-controlled media about how bad and nasty and nefarious it is.
Well, in fact, in 2016, Obama or Attorney General Eric Holder, who was complicit in the Spygate operation to take down Trump using the surveillance state, he put out publicly, you know, he said, and he meant this as an accusation against Trump, that, you know, trying to threaten your political opponents with jail is what, you know, authoritarians do, and it's an abuse of power. You know, 5 years later, that exact same thing Democrats are doing with Trump. I mean, Eric Holder himself went on the radio last week and said that he thinks Trump is going to be indicted. And what is an indictment but a threatening of jail time? And ultimately, it's referring back to the elections issue, you know, this is really meddling in our election system by trying to prevent Trump from being chosen by the people of the United States should he run for president again.
And as you point out in your article, and your colleague Mike Anton did recently, it's not just Trump. It's anybody who might be like him, associated with him, or in the past voted for him, or maybe even thinking about voting for him.
That's, I mean, what the base, you know, the security state establishment finds so objectionable about Donald Trump is, number one, that his foreign policy is a direct challenge to their mismanagement of it, you know, since the Cold War. You know, so both Republicans and Democrats had formed, as everyone knows, this neoconservative consensus, basically to try to extend the American security state across the entire world with all of this nation building and never ending sorts of, you know, using security operations in foreign countries, as such as we're seeing right now in Ukraine. Trump kept, you know, one of the top platforms, parts of Trump's platform was to say, no, look, you know, America needs to defend its own interests first. It's not best for us. We don't have no national security interests in, you know, maintaining colonies in Afghanistan and Ukraine and, you know, and so on and so forth. And so, you know, but when he moved to, so that's really why they hate him. He threatens their entire global domination, nation building project that is maintained through these spy state methods of, you know, surveilling, recording people, and then selectively leaking, you know, usually false information to frame people and then, you know, lock them away forever. Donald Trump is a threat to that, and so he has to be taken down.
And then, of course, in the midst of that, before you joined us, I was going back over the FBI Comey's remarks in July of 2016 about what they found after looking at her servers, and did she mishandle documents and so forth. And yes, she did, but did she intentionally, and did she intentionally destroy things? And he said, out of the emails we got, there's no way to go back and find if any others exist, because the lawyers cleared their devices in such a way as to preclude complete forensic recovery. In other words, there was another possible cover-up, in addition to the lies being told to the FISA court to get warrants to go after Carter Page and anyone else they chose as a political opponent.
Right. I mean, we're told by corruptocrats like the Bidens, like the Obamas, like the Clintons, that it's, you know, good for the United States to basically, you know, do all the, I mean, to provide cover for doing corrupt deals that enrich them from foreign, you know, tyrants and dictators, right? That's what the Clinton Foundation was set up as a shell game to cover doing. That's what, you know, Hunter Biden very likely was doing on behalf of his father, and at least financially connected to his father, you know. And so these are international criminal cartel activities, very good evidence of them going on. And instead of that being investigated and prosecuted, you know, what we see again is trumped up charges being used to frame, you know, a guy who opposes allowing their sweet little corrupt game to continue.
Now, of course, they're all fine and happy as long as the target in the center is Trump. But how do you convince some of them that, don't you think down the road this could turn around and backfire on you?
Well, I mean, quite frankly, I think, I mean, I think a lot of the people at the top, and so do the American people, you know, so I know this based on polling, right, that people have, the American people have a very strong sense that the people at the top tend to enrich themselves and they're very corrupt. You know, and so, you know, for example, you didn't see some top members of the Republican Senate side, Mitch McConnell,
yep,
didn't put out a statement. I don't think he's still put out one yet. Nope. If he has, it's been very recent, within the last hour or two.
Right.
You know, condemning the attack on the leader of his own party by weaponized, you know, FBI agents and a raid. You know, we saw requests from various, you know, Republican leaders for continued fundraising and for, you know, tax breaks, you know, rather than any immediate statement, recognizing this action for what it is, a dangerous step towards a banana republic, and a dangerous weaponization of the bureaucracy against the rule of law.
California you know, Congressman McCarthy, Republican, said, yeah, we need hearings, we need answers, we need them now. We need to know exactly what's in that the search warrant and under what grounds it was granted and who gave the order and so forth. But is that going to solve it?
Well, I'm glad that he is asking for things and not just sitting on his hands like other senior GOP leaders, most notably perhaps McConnell. You know, but we need a lot more than hearings. You know, so Spygate, we already know that people at the FBI and the Department of Justice and in the former Obama White House lied and, you know, to frame Trump and to make it impossible for what the voters elected him to do to be carried out. You know, that is tantamount to treason.
Yeah.
And there has been not one person held accountable for that behavior. We also know that top generals in Afghanistan, you know, had direct orders from Trump. They hid information from him. They refused to carry out his commands. Again, we're talking coup style, you know, behavior. Nobody's been held accountable for that. So I want to hear, you know, I mean, we've held hearings on those sorts of issues for years and years and years, you know, so I need to hear a little bit more than, you know, we're going to hold some hearings, because obviously the FBI and Department of Justice are not scared of Republicans holding hearings, because that's been happening for the past 6-7 years, and here they go doing even more frightful things.
Well, in the last minute or so, keep in mind, I'm reminding the audience, this was a raid. The National Archives Records Administration believed that Trump took 15 boxes of presidential records to his personal residence. He has the right, as president, to declassify anything he wants, whether or not it's to cover his butt. But the Presidential Records Act, 78, requires certain documents be preserved. And he had an attorney working with him. But according to Jonathan Turley, as you would well know, George Washington University law professor, and a Fox News contributor, pointing out his first reaction was shock. Why a raid? Why not just go through a subpoena?
I mean, it's obviously because they want, you know, their pretext for going after Trump is not the real reason. You know, I don't believe these people any farther than I can spit. They've been lying us for all of these years. You know, to suddenly believe that, you know, dyed-in-the-wool liars who lie for professionally, that they're now telling us the truth about the reason they did this horrifically authoritarian thing. I mean, you'd have to be a real fool to believe them.
Yeah, and the American people are not that foolish. I'm afraid that some might fall for it, but most of us should not. Joy Pullman, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll do it again. Joy Pullman. I suggest check out the article in The Federalist that you just wrote. Coming up, let's go back over how all of this started in the words of Eric Trump, and then the glee from Hollywood. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I don't endorse anyone unless I believe in them. So I can tell you with confidence and with personal knowledge, Rottler Pest Solutions will rid your home, your business, of pests without any danger to your family or pets. Rottler, the only pest control company you need. Call for a free estimate, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com, Rottler. Pest Solutions.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This came from one place and one building, and that is the White House in Washington, D.C. They want to attack a guy who they view is his greatest threat, is Biden's greatest threat. And that's exactly what Donald J. Trump is, because you know what? He had an incredibly strong country. People realize he was an effective president. And you see Biden right now. I mean, Taiwan is getting circled by military planes literally as we sit here and speak right now. You've got, you know, Russia, Ukraine, which is a total disaster. You've got everything that's happening in Iran, which is a disaster. You've got inflation. You've got gas prices. All the things you talk about all night. We're not respected by anybody around the world. Our economy is garbage, you know. And they worry that Donald Trump will come back in and win this very easily. They also worry about the 2022 midterms, which is the only reason they're doing the sham January 6th panel that does not have a single Republican on it. I mean, other than Liz Cheney, who's about to lose her race by 25 points, right? It's more political persecution of Donald J. Trump.
The words of Eric Trump, and he's right on, and it's political persecution, weaponizing Department of Justice, the Attorney General's office, the FBI, to carry it out. Well, of course, as you would imagine, there are many that are really, really happy. Oh, my God, they were popping champagne and dancing. Hollywood elites were putting up tweets and, oh, ha, ha, tick, 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 finally. Another one saying, now maybe he'd be interested in prison reform. Another one saying, he doesn't deserve anything else than what he's going to get, and suggesting that it's going to come in prison. Another one reading, FBI raids Mar-a-Lago, game on. Mark Elias, in his view of this raid, reads that if Trump were to be found guilty of having classified documents, according to U.S. Code Title 18, Section 2071, the former president could be legally barred for running for re-election. Yeah, he's right. They're trying to keep him from even being able to run for re-election. But let me emphasize something here. Mark Elias was Hillary Clinton's campaign lawyer. And Hillary Clinton, according to the FBI director at the time, Comey, which we played in a previous segment, if you missed it, you got to pull this podcast up and share it. Please share it with others. They need to hear it. Comey, at that time in July 2016, after investigating Hillary Clinton, said, yes, we found clear evidence of mishandling of classified information. We found that she used different servers when she wasn't supposed to. We found that she had classified information in her hand. And we also found she didn't use a government account, so there was no archiving of it. And her lawyers, whatever they gave us, is strictly what we have. Anything else has been cleaned up in a forensic recovery mode. We cannot recover them. And although we don't have clear evidence she had it, she did mishandle classified information. Mark Elias, that means Hillary Clinton is no longer available to run for president at any time. Not that she would. She probably would like to, but I don't foresee it. Other reactions? Former Long Island Obama chair tweeted, I slept great last night. Donald Trump, not so much. CNN contributor Dean Obadiah stated, Trump incited a terrorist attack on our Capitol. There is no proof of that, of course. You'd still understand that. And his house being raided is nothing compared to what he deserves. Then you have the Lincoln Project co-founder, professional never-Trumper, Rick Wilson tweeting, I had this amazing dream. The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Dan Rather, former CBS News anchor, reporter, said, perhaps lock her up isn't so funny in MAGA world tonight. Then CNN contributor Garrett Graff said, look at this August 8th date. The FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago on August 8th, the anniversary of Richard Nixon announcing he's resigning, has a certain poetry to it. They're enjoying it. They're lapping it up. And it's all over records that were not left behind for the National Archives, which may or may not have classified material, which he could have, by his own directive, said everything is unclassified anyway, and or could have been a mistake that he has any of them, if he does. But yes, I want to see the damn order for a subpoena, or not the subpoena, but for the raid, who authorized it, who initiated it, who signed it off, and what you found. While we're waiting on that, let me remind you of something else. This is a report by the House Republicans. House Republicans, so you understand the source. They have estimated, after an analysis of the recent audit rates and tax filing data, with the 86,000 additional agents being employed under this bill that Manchin helped get through, Americans who earn less than $75,000 per year, you're slated to receive 60% of the additional tax audits. 60%. Democrats, I know many of you are going to fall in that. How do you feel about that now, huh? Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.